Welcome to our third CSUN 2014 SPN special, sponsored by HIMSS Inc. I'm Jamie Pauls. For the next few moments, Ricky and Joe bring you more interviews right from the floor of CSUN 2014.
Live at CSUN 2014 for coverage sponsored by HIMSS. I am Ricky Enger for the Saratok Podcast Network, and I'm joined today by Bruce Stover from Discover Technologies. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing quite well. Discover Technologies does some pretty interesting stuff, especially if SharePoint is a part of your daily life. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Bruce?
Thank you, Ricky. What we have done is we've taken a look at what problems blind and low vision workers have with SharePoint, and we've redesigned the architecture to make it very usable. What it does is it strips out all the chrome and the things that you don't need if you're not a sighted person, and we've made it easy to go from the start menu all the way through to create documents, edit documents, create calendar views, make the calendar view accessible, so that everything is done on one page in a very linear fashion rather than having to look at the whole page and go left, right, and scan and read the entire page with assistive technology.
You can also do some document collaboration on SharePoint as well, right?
That's correct. If you want to upload a document or share it with your team or create a team site, you can do all of that using our technology. Doing it in native SharePoint out of the box, if you are blind, is very frustrating and next to
problematic
impossible.
At best. So using this technology, is it dependent on what sort of screen reader you are using? If you need access to SharePoint, what kind of assistive technology are you going to have to use along with what you guys have done?
We've made it accessible with WindowEyes, NVDA, and JAWS. And we recommend JAWS. Freedom Scientific has done a great job with their product. And we work with anyone. So we're not platform dependent, but we do recommend JAWS and Freedom Scientific because they've done a great job with their products.
Right. The company I work for as part of my day job also has a screen reader called System Access, and we will certainly be contacting you to make sure that we're able to get SharePoint working as well. Awesome. And SharePoint is incredibly important in the enterprise space. So this is certainly welcome for people who, again, have to use SharePoint as part of their jobs. How long has this existed?
Our technology has only existed for about 6 months.
Wow.
We
so
worked
very,
with this.
Very
oh, yeah, this is cutting edge. We worked with folks at the Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration, FDA, in Washington, D.C. And we also have had this tested by the AFB. And we've had folks trying this and working on it in the marketplace and improving it as we go. So we've actually consulted and used blind workers to tell us how to best make it usable for them. We haven't just sat in a room and said, okay, we think we know what's best.
Exactly.
We don't. We're using this in the field with blind workers and their SharePoint functioning folks.
Right.
So they're helping us out.
And it's fantastic to get that sort of feedback from the people who are actually going to benefit from this.
Correct. They use it every day.
So let's say that there is someone out there who is attempting to use SharePoint or has just been told that, all right, as part of your job, we are now moving to SharePoint and you have to access it. What are they going to need to do to get access to what you've built?
All they need to go is to our website, www.discovertechnologies.com, and they can get in touch with us and we'll help them find a way to get it. If they're working in a federal government, they can be part of the CAP program, and CAP will buy our system, our solution for them if they go to CAP and say, I'd like to have this technology.
Right.
It doesn't cost them anything that way. It doesn't cost their agency anything that way. It all comes out of the CAP budget. And we've already presented to CAP, so they're familiar with us. So if someone is in any of the agencies in government who deals with CAP, all they have to do is call those folks up and say, hey, we'd like to have this put in our environment. And they'll make sure it's available for you.
Good deal.
Can't beat free.
No, not at all. And again, that's www.discovertechnologies.com, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Bruce, I want to thank you for taking a little time to talk with me about this, and I know that many, many people are going to benefit and perhaps even stay employed in positions that they might not have otherwise been able to keep because of this.
So. And another point, Ricky, before you go,
yes.
Sorry, thank you very much for having me on.
Of course.
But this also is for folks who are trying to learn a skill.
Right.
So this makes it very easy to learn SharePoint. It's easier to learn SharePoint with our usable mode than it is for sighted people to learn to use SharePoint. We have shortcut
nice.
That whole process. So this is a way that you can get into a field with a high-paid job, $40 an hour and up.
Mm-hmm.
So SharePoint is the way of the future. It's way people are going within enterprises. 90% of the federal government, 80% of the Fortune 500 companies all use SharePoint. So we can help people who aren't in the SharePoint market get into the SharePoint market.
Indeed, and that is wonderful, opening up opportunities to people who might not otherwise have had them.
Very true.
Thank you again for speaking with me, and again, www.discovertechnologies.com for more info.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you. For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger.
Welcome back to Season 2014, and I am here at the Envision America booth with Dave. Dave, you and I have done this a couple of times, and we've talked about the Omni and how awesome that is, but we can talk about that after we talk about something that's just new that's going on right now. Why don't you talk to our listeners about CVS and prescriptions?
That's right, Joe. It's really great to be back. Great to see you all again. And the important news that we have recently is just the uptick with regard to Script Talk and Audible prescriptions, which is really, really catching fire right now, with CVS announcing that they're doing nationwide prescriptions with their mail order program. And that's going to be a great boon for anybody doing CVS and CVS.com type of prescriptions. They're able to get their prescriptions via mail order. Again, with Script Talk, the way it works is essentially the pharmacy puts on that little special label on their prescriptions, and once it's enabled with an electronic label, then they use their little reader, and that reader is free to the user if they start with CVS, for example, or the Walmarts that are starting, or any other pharmacy that an individual wants to start. We send out a free reader to them, and they can use that reader to access those prescriptions. So it's a great day for accessibility, I think.
Wow, you are so right. So many options, so many places to go, and so many things that you can help make life easier, just like the Omni.
Right. We're stepping at each stair step of right on our way to accessibility, and we're getting closer to the top, and I'm really proud of that.
And that's fantastic. Yeah. So all the normal updates are going along with the other products? And
yep, so the ID Mate, the ID Mate Quest is the most recent product. You know, the ID Mate barcode scanner is still a mainstay in terms of identification and information of products. Scanning is just unparalleled, the speed with which you can scan items.
And support, I think that's always a big deal too.
Yeah, we do our best to make sure that when you're talking to people, you get results, and you're talking to real people, and we'll help you out wherever you need to. But yeah, the ID Mate has the Wi-Fi capability, and we still do trade-ins for summits, so we're still excited about that program.
Yes, I remember the summit well.
The summits, yeah.
Yep.
Great product.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, where can people find out about all your products and get a hold of you, Dave?
Well, all our products are on our website, first off, and that's www.envisionamerica.com. That's EnVisionAmerica, all one word, .com. Or call us on our 800 number, 800-890-1180. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, too. We're on both of those, so love to see more friends and more likes everywhere on social networks, too.
It is always tradition for me to come by and say hi, Dave. You know it's always a great time, and I wish you best of show.
Joe, thank you so much.
Absolutely. For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, Season 2014, sponsored by HIMS, I'm Joe Steinkamp.
Live from the floor of CSUN 2014, where the Sarah Talk Podcast Network is doing CSUN coverage, sponsored by HIMSS. I am here talking with Jonathan from CharmTech Labs. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Excellent. You have a pretty fascinating bit of technology here called CAPTI. Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so CAPTI, it's a free application. So what it does is basically like you're just going to have to listen to anything that you want to read. We have like our own web browser implemented in it. We could navigate on the internet and just click on any article, and you would just have to listen to it instead of reading it.
And so the idea, one of the things that CAPTI does, right, is there are often a lot of ads and things in the middle of articles that you might want to skip and that kind of thing. Does CAPTI address that kind of thing?
Actually, CAPTI, just like, you don't have to listen to any advertising at all.
Nice.
Just like you have like already like kind of like scanned the whole pages. And
yes.
Just will tell you like how many articles there is there and which article do you want to read.
Excellent. What platforms does CAPTI work on? So this is an app that you could get in iOS?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a version for Android. We only have like for iPhone.
Right.
And for all the iOS. But we're going to have a version for Microsoft Windows and for Mac version for desktop. But it's going to come within a month.
Fantastic. So working on different platforms is on the way, but for right now there is an iOS app. Let's just get a really brief demonstration of looking at a list of articles and then choosing one and having it read, if we could.
Okay, no problem. Like, I have VoiceOver on right now.
Yep.
So basically you could just let go. You set the menu.
Yep.
And for the playlist, we have playlist, browser, which like we could go into it and go to any web pages and download or click on any article so that it could be read for us.
Okay.
We have the clipboard, we have Dropbox, and we have Google Drive, and we have like different voices. Really, if you want like those, I don't know, Spanish accent or British accent,
yeah.
All those things. We could go
Google
back
Drive,
to the playlist.
Dropbox, clipboard, browser, playlist.
And this is and we have a list of articles.
Right.
Fireboxes rebuilt interface is not
yeah, this is all the articles.
A different Gates is returning to my computer field CS183.
And
a
if you want to read
yes,
some
let's
articles.
Let's read about Mr. Gates. Yep.
Okay, we just like can have double tap.
Microsoft.
And it's reading it for you.
Architect, he witnessed the company morphing its earliest efforts to become a major player in search. Smartphones and tablet computers. In the 6 years
and
since then, he has watched us.
Yep. Let's go ahead and pause.
Yes.
That was using the VoiceWare NeoSpeech Paul voice, and then I think you have a couple of others as well.
Yes, we have Ivona, a cappella group.
Excellent.
Text-to-speech.
Yes, that's a great selection of voices. Now, are the voices in-app purchases?
The first voice that comes in, it's a free application, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But the other voices, you're going to have to pay for it. If you want a British
right.
accent, like
yes.
I said before, you're going to have to pay for it. But it's around $2 to $6.
Mm-hmm. That is very reasonable, and that's similar to what you would get for any other in-app purchase of
yes,
a text-to-speech
yes,
voice.
Yes.
All right, so let's say that somebody wants to go out and try CAPTI right this instant. What are we going to search for in the App Store?
Oh, for the App Store, you're just going to have to go to the App Store, to the search
yep.
search engine, and just type CAPTI, and you will find it.
And that's C-A-P-T-I, correct?
C-A-P-T-I, yes.
Very good. And if people want to keep up with what CharmTech Labs is doing, where can we find you? Say website, social media, that kind
yes.
of thing.
Yes, we have like we have LinkedIn, we have Twitter, and we have like you could just like follow us like from our webpage, which is CAPTIVoice.com.
Right.
And
CAPTIVoice,
yes, and you will see at the bottom, you will see like our link for Facebook, for Twitter, and for LinkedIn.
Well, Jonathan, I want to thank you for showing me the app. I'm going to certainly go grab it myself. And we wish you the best of luck. Again, visit CAPTIVoice.com for more information.
All right. Nice talking. That's a privilege for me.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great show.
You too. Bye-bye.
For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Inger. Hanging out at CSUN 2014, catching interviews from all your favorite exhibitors on the show floor. And by the way, we are sponsored by HIMSS. Right now, I am at the Enable Mart booth having a chat with Nancy. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Doing quite well, and I have a feeling this has been a really good show for you, especially since you pretty much carry anything that anybody's little heart desires. Talk about what Enable Mart does.
Well, we are a distributor. We are not a manufacturer. So what we offer is the ability to compare a lot of the same products made by different manufacturers on our website. So you can pick and choose all the pieces that make sense that you might need. Mm-hmm. And because we are a distributor, we buy in bulk, so we can offer you pretty competitive pricing.
That is awesome to know. Whenever people are browsing for a particular thing, let's say they come across something on the website, what is the process for ordering something? Do you guys allow orders by phone or online or both?
We make ordering as easy as possible. You can place your order online. You can call us and we'll take your order over the phone. You could email us. You can email us through our website. You can even fax an order to us. You
nice.
Can mail an order through the postal service if you would like.
Any way you can think of to order, you can do it.
Exactly. If you can think of a way, we will accept it.
Talk about a few of the categories of products that you stock.
Oh, sure. Throw me for a loop now. We do assistive technology, so that is going to cover anything for hearing, mm-hmm. for vision, anything for physical limitations. We're very big on switch adaptive items and the switches that go with them.
Right.
We are owned by a company called School Health, so our original purpose was to go to the schools and help nurses with what their needs are for the kids. So when they need Band-Aids, when the school coaches need tape for their players, our next foray into that was, what about the children with special needs and how can we help them?
Right.
So now we have assistive devices for speech, software, computer keyboards, a lot of magnifiers, anything we could come up with that the manufacturers out there have said, this is what we're offering, we are now offering it out to the public as well.
Very good. So enablemart.com is the website for finding out more information and looking at the catalog. Are you also on any sort of social media? Are you on Twitter, Facebook? Where else can people find you?
You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you are on our website during the regular business day, you can even chat live with us.
Nice. So again, www.enablemart.com for more information. Nancy, I want to thank you for taking a little time to speak with me today, and I hope the show goes very well for all of you.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
Absolutely. For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger.
On the show floor in CSUN, San Diego, Joe Steinkamp here for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, sponsored by HIMSS this year. I'm over at the Optelec booth talking to Charlie about what's been going on over at Optelec.
Well, things have been buzzing. A lot of interest in our new products, our multi-view at 22-inch screen and 24-inch screen with a high-definition camera has been a big hit because it's a real light machine that you can carry around with ease, and we have a bag to carry it in also.
Excellent.
That's one of the nice products, and another, our Compact Touch has been very popular. It's the new touchscreen portable video magnifier, high definition with a 5-inch screen.
And a handle. Yeah.
And the nice thing about the handle is it's also the battery.
Right.
And like power drills, you can detach the handle and put another one on. So you can always travel with it fully charged when if you need it.
That is cool. And it's way different than the old compacts with the old switchblade handle. Yes. It's come a long way.
Yes, it's a nice round. It very fits well in the hand, and it's left or right, and you can use it like that.
And well balanced, so you don't feel like it's a divining rod pointing at the ground looking for water.
Yeah. You know what also I love about it is I can do a bit of distance viewing with it. By tapping the screen, it'll lock in on a distant image, and then I can magnify it back and forth.
Excellent.
Yes. And then another product that I'm very excited about is our new ClearNote.
Okay.
ClearNote is a portable device that hooks into a desktop or a laptop. And the nice thing is this year we introduced it with high-definition camera.
Right.
And then also, it with touchscreen technology now,
wow.
You can pinch and magnify, pull together and lessen the magnification. You can move the window around. You can double tap, do full screen. You can swipe to change your color combinations.
Right.
So in a classroom or out in the workplace, I can slide the window over, work, connect to the smart board or whatever, pull it back, do some reading. It's very intuitive, very quick, which I like speed. Being an end user myself, I don't have time to wait for things. I love speed in the technology.
And image, because Optilec has always been good with color filtering,
yes,
line windowing, and of course that wonderful negative image, which I'm a big fan of.
Me too. Yes, I love that, and I love the simplicity of Optilec products. Because the new Clear Note's brand new.
Right.
And I didn't know it. And yesterday, within a few minutes, and I'm legally blind, so right, I moved my finger around, understanding pinch technology and all that. Within a few minutes, I had it down.
And user interface has always been something, either it be the tray controls on the Clear View or the touchscreen support that was added to that just recently.
Yes, the new Clear View,
right,
with speech technology, where I just tap the screen and it says speech on, and then I get a full picture, 8.5 by 11, one document I can read from top to bottom. Or if I'm doing a newspaper, I can choose which article by tapping the first word in the article, and it will start reading right from that point.
That is fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
Charlie, where can people find out more about these wonderful products and get in contact with you and your friends?
All right. Well, for one, you could call us at 1-800-826-4200. Or, of course, come visit us on the web at www.optelec.com. We'd love to hear from you and love to help you.
Fantastic. It's always a good time to come by the Optelec booth. I do appreciate your time. For CSUN 2014 on the Star Talk Podcast Network, sponsored by HIMSS, I am Joe Steinkamp. Joe Steinkamp back on the floor of CSUN 2014 for the Star Talk Podcast Network, and of course sponsored by HIMSS. I'm here with my new friend, Melissa, from Reinecker Products. I'm already making a mistake with my new friend, right?
Reinecker Vision, that's all right, we're close.
Okay, all right. So Reinecker Vision, and you've got some interesting products coming out really soon.
We do. They're actually, so we have a really new revolutionary desktop that we're so excited to be presenting at CSUN this year. It's called the Veo, V-E-O, which also means I see in Spanish.
Gotcha.
And the interesting thing about the Veo desktop is that it's completely modular.
Okay.
And so this allows the customer to build exactly what they want and nothing more.
Okay.
So you pay for what you want and nothing more.
Gotcha.
And since it is so modular, not only does it allow the customer to get what they want, but if, let's just say, for whatever reason, there was either a service need later on or they decided they wanted something more, these parts can be easily interchanged.
Okay.
And so the big choices on the Veo are the monitor size. It comes in a 19, 22, and 24-inch monitor. It has three different camera choices.
Okay.
There is the focus camera. The focus camera MD goes from 2x to 40x. That's a really good, solid workhorse camera. That's a good camera. But then there's also the Vario Full HD camera, which is a more expensive camera, but it's also a camera whose difference that you can really see. So you have your choice of monitors. You have your choice of cameras. And then we also have a really unique remote control, and you can get either a one button remote control or a three button remote control. And this remote control attaches to the Veo monitor itself with a very strong magnet. So if you want it to be attached to the monitor, you can do that. If you want it to, with the magnet, if you want it to attach just to the side of the unit, if that's where you would like to have your controls, you can do that. If you just want to have them on the desk next to you, you can do that as well, because it just comes off with this magnet.
And if you start with the one button, you could move to the three button maybe? Or
you could if you wanted to upgrade at some point in time.
Right, right.
There's a difference in price in all of those.
Right.
Again, it's great because it gives the customer choice.
Sure. Or if you're an independent living center and you have somebody with a learning disability that might work better under one scheme than another.
Yes, a lot. I mean, one of the benefits of, say, a one button is that there's only one button,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And for folks that might get confused by multiple options, it's a nice, very simple choice to have. But you don't necessarily have to sacrifice some of the functionality of a 3-button. You still have some of that other functionality. It's just deeper down into the system. And so if someone were setting up the unit for them and they knew that they wanted to always have horizontal line marking, or they wanted this color scheme and nothing else, a distributor could go and just set those up, and then the one button is great because you just zoom in and you zoom out, and it's good in that regard.
Perfect for someone who's task specific, or once again a living center where there's a certain type of maybe say traumatic brain injury or something like
One button.
Right.
One button, super simple.
So the versatility to be able to have the pieces you want, simple controls.
Right.
And wonderful picture.
Great picture. Great picture. And as I said, a really good picture with the Focus camera and a superb picture with the Vario camera. It really all kind of depends on one's sensitivity to that resolution and one's budget. The sensitivity to one's purse.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
They range in pricing from $23.95 to $33.95 retail.
Sense. And those are shipping now.
Yes, they are shipping now.
Okay.
We're actually still, I got a few more weeks till I have them in store in my U.S. warehouse, but for all intents and purposes, yes, shipping now.
Okay. And where can people find out more about these units?
You can either call me.
Okay.
I have a phone number that I don't remember right now, or visit us online at ReinekerUSA.com, ReinekerUSA.com, or my phone number, 866-733-2352.
Excellent. Well, Melissa, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Absolutely. For the CSUN 2014 coverage, sponsored by HIMSS here in sunny San Diego, this is Joe Steinkamp for the Serotalk Podcast Network.
Looking for a cross-platform solution to quickly convert printed materials and PDFs into text, MP3, or DAISY formats? Check out Serotext DocuScan Plus. For just $299, use DocuScan Plus on your Windows or Mac computer. Store documents in the cloud for easy retrieval and access them from anywhere. For more information, visit www.docuscanplus.com.
Meet eBot, the revolutionary new video magnifier from HIMSS. The eBot connects to your iPad or Android device through a self-contained, dedicated Wi-Fi connection. It can also connect to your PC, Mac, or a monitor of any size. The eBot weighs just 4 pounds, and its battery lasts throughout the day. To learn more information, visit us on the web at www.hims-inc.com. Or if you're at CSUN, meet the eBot in person in booths 705 and 805. eBot, the new standard in video magnifiers.
Welcome back, everyone, to San Diego for CSUN 2014, sponsored by HIMSS on the Serotalk Podcast Network. I'm Joe Steinkamp here with my new friend, Rob Hilkes from Sight Enhancement Systems.
That's right. Hi,
oh,
Joe.
Oh, my gosh. All right, cool. You've come a long way. You came all the way down from Ottawa, Canada, huh?
We did indeed.
And so you were not shocked by temperatures over 50 degrees Fahrenheit?
It's not hard to take when you're coming from temperatures that are well below that.
So I understand that sand is snow but brown. Is that, can you give any credence to it?
Kind of like that.
Okay.
And not as deep.
That makes perfect sense. Well, other than the palm trees that we're both enjoying, what did you guys bring to show?
Well, we have two new products that we've launched at this show.
Okay.
Sight Enhancement Systems has two types of products. One is we have a line of low vision calculators. They're scientific calculators with, you know, large buttons and large screens, and there are versions of them that talk to you so that you can, through with earbuds, you can hear what you're doing.
Right.
And now we're launching this month a new version of that that has a much larger screen.
Okay.
And the intention is that we will shortly be launching a graphing version as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then our other types of products are cameras that are typically used by all sorts of people, but most often children with low vision in school.
Okay.
So these are desktop cameras that look out to see what's on the whiteboard or blackboard, but they also can look down to see the notes or textbook or handout or whatever is on your desk.
Okay.
One of those we call Flick, which is entirely robotic.
Right.
And so everything that the camera does, zoom in, zoom out, look up, look down, left, right, and so forth is all controlled entirely by gestures that the student will make on a touchscreen tablet or laptop. And the other device we call the Seeneye.
Okay. And
it's a camera that does not have the robotics that Flick does, but its advantage is it folds up really, really small. So the nice thing about that for kids in school is it slips easily into their backpack and they can lug it around from class to class and just pull it out and open it up and away they go. All of our products, the calculators and the cameras, are of course battery powered, so they go for, you know, at least an entire school day
Right. Without
anybody having to worry about plugging anything in.
Fantastic.
Which is nice for kids in school because it means they can sit wherever they want
Right. And
not, you know, at the edge of the class where the extension cord outlet happens to be. That's what we've got. So the new devices are this compact little camera called the Seeneye,
which
is a next generation of our older Seeneye.
Okay.
And the new version of our scientific calculator.
Cool. And I'm familiar with the Flick. The Flick has gone through some iterations, and if I remember right, even has some software that connects to it and does things?
Yep. The Flick configures with software for Mac or PC.
Right.
Or if you're running a tablet, a Windows tablet.
Okay. Something like the Surface or something
Yeah,
like
a Surface, or what we're showing here is an Asus tablet, for example.
Okay.
Running Windows 7 or Windows 8. Of course, the disadvantage of running with a Mac is you don't have a touchscreen, because Apple has not decided to do that. But in that case, you can operate Flick with a mouse or with hotkey commands from a keyboard.
Right, and have that versatility in case one room is Mac-bound and another classroom is more Windows-bound.
Sure, that's always a possibility.
Especially if you're looking at it from a position of we can only afford to get a certain number of units, and we do support both of these operating systems.
Well, and also sometimes the school boards themselves will be confined by purchasing contracts with certain computer manufacturers, right? So you kind of have to be able to work with them all.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I remember a little bit about this now. Flick is pretty portable too, not just as in with the scene, your other product.
It's the Seeneye.
Yeah. And so both of those are very versatile, easy to collapse if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it fits into its own little, sort of like a laptop bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the average weight of some of those units are?
Oh, about 3 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is actually a lot lighter than some of your competitors in the same. I'm thinking of some base stands for some cameras that are just 3 pounds on their own.
Yeah, the key is that these days, some of these other units that have existed for a while come with their own monitor.
Yeah.
And of course, a monitor is very big and heavy.
Yeah.
And
requires a rolling case
and all that stuff. And kind of redundant these days because most students are also carrying around a laptop with them. So we're just taking advantage of that screen that they already have.
Yeah, or the device, like you were talking about, BYOD with tablets.
Exactly.
So any possibility of other platforms, say iOS or Android in the future? Or?
Well, we work, as I said, with Mac and PC. iOS is a little bit trickier, but that's certainly a goal of ours in the coming year or so.
Right.
And Android is also a place where we're going to do, because some of the most compelling tablets right now, in terms of screen size and resolution and cost and so forth, are coming with the Android operating system. So that's also something we will do fairly soon.
I'm sympathetic. We actually have a show on the network for both Apple and Android. So either way, either one of those I can go with, our teams would be really thrilled. So.
There you go.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you for your time, Rob, and I appreciate it. And is there a place where somebody can find out more about your products?
Well, of course, the best place, as always, is our website, where you'll see information on all the products and also contact information if you want to get in touch with us. And that's siteenhancement, all one word, .com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, have a good time playing with the sand in this, and go back to the snow. I'm sorry.
It'll be hard to go back.
I bet.
Okay.
Well, great. Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
for CSUN 2014, sponsored by HIMSS, I'm Joe Steinkamp for the Serotalk Podcast Network.
Live on the floor at CSUN 2014 for SPN coverage sponsored by HIMSS. And I'm here with a couple of people from Do It. They've been here for quite some time, and this is my first time to get a chance to interview them. We'll say hello to both of you. First, we have
Cheryl Bergstaller from the University of Washington in Seattle.
And
Mamoru Iwaguchi from the University of Tokyo.
Very good. And Do It does a great number of fascinating things that are incredibly beneficial to those who are blind and visually impaired, whether you're looking to be mentored, looking at employment, secondary education, that kind of thing. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what it is that you do?
Well, in Do It, we're tackling one big problem, and that is that people with disabilities are not as successful in general as other people in their college and careers. And we think part of that is just because things are not very accessible, and sometimes people don't get encouraged to pursue high-tech careers. Anyway, the Do It program started in 1992. It stands for Disabilities, Opportunities, Internetworking, and Technology. And it started with a large grant from the National Science Foundation. We can continue to get funding from the National Science Foundation. And so it has a bit of a focus on science, technology, engineering, mathematics, although we get other funding too, and so we focus on other areas. But we have programs for students. We have the Do It Scholars Program, for instance, where we have students with disabilities come to the campus at the University of Washington, live in the dorms, learn about college life, participate in lectures, gain access to technology, and do a lot of good things that can help them succeed in college. Most of the activities that we do, almost all of them, would be a benefit to any student moving on to college, but we do tackle some specific things like assistive technology that are particularly important to students with disabilities, and also self-advocacy and how to disclose disabilities and get the accommodations you need while you're going to college.
Fantastic.
So let's do it, scholars. And that's now currently funded. It used to be a national program funded by the National Science Foundation, but now that particular program is just in the state of Washington because Washington is actually picking up that tab. But we do a lot of other things, and for students with disabilities, we have a program called Do It Pals, and that's for anyone around the world, actually, that's a teenager interested in college life and preparing for college. And then they become part of this online community of teenagers and beyond who have disabilities.
And given that this does appear to be an international partnership, how did that come about? How did you guys begin working together with the folks in Tokyo and elsewhere?
Yeah, well, Memorial can share the experiences in Japan.
Okay, yeah. We organized a conference that, you know, very similar to CSUN. And we invited Cheryl, and she talked about Do It. And I've got this, you know, the idea that we'd like to start the similar program. So I had a chance to live in Seattle and spending a year to learn how to organize it. Do It. And when I, you know, got back home, and 3 years, we spent 3 years to prepare Do It. And then we started Do It Japan in 2007. And then we closely worked with companies, and particularly like say Microsoft Japan, like Fujitsu and SoftBank at Mobile from Korea. They supported us to start. And we now, you know, done the Do It Japan for 9 years.
Excellent.
And other people learned about these efforts, and we have done some things in South Korea. Mamoru and I have traveled there to help them develop a summer program and some other activities under the direction of Sang-Wook Lee, a professor at Seoul National University. And then we had a visiting scholar from the University of Malaya come to the Seattle area at the University of Washington, and she learned about the Do It program and now has received funding from the government to fund for 4 years, which started 2 years ago, a Do It summer program and other activities in Malaysia.
So for students or even parents of students who are interested in STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, how early are they able to begin working with someone in the Do It program? Can you talk a little bit about how you work with students and perhaps a bit about mentorship as well?
Yeah, you know, we have an online community, and the one that anybody in the United States can join is called, and beyond, is called Do It Pals. And so if anybody did a Google search for Do It, that's D-O-I-T, PALS, they would find an application form. And then they communicate with other teens who have disabilities and young people who are in college who have disabilities and people in employment settings. And a lot of these students and employees are pursuing STEM fields. And so they're in science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And so they become part of this community, and they can work with those. We also have a lot of resources online. For instance, we have, for teachers, but also for students and parents, a document on accessible science equipment. And so people can learn about technology that could be used, for instance, by a student who's blind in a science lab, so they can be more engaged in the activities there.
Yes.
And so we have a lot of these online resources as well as these programs. And Memorial, you may have next comment.
They were like, and they even showed us.
How early do you think they should start? Well, Laura's done more work in that area than me.
Well, as early as possible, that's what I can say. Because when we finished the fifth Jewish summer study in Japan, you know, we got the comment that, you know, in Japan, the people who have learning disabilities, you know, who have the writing difficulties, they cannot come to the high school, so that they cannot come to us, you know, do the program. Do the program, you know, originally started for the high school kids. Yeah? And then, because in Japan, you know, they are not allowed to use a PC to take a test,
right.
So that if they have the writing difficulties, yeah? So, you know, including the STEM field or the any field, you know. Yeah, so that we started the DOIT program for junior high school kids and elementary school kids as well. And we found so many kids who are interested in the STEM field and other fields as well. So
yes.
If they have interest, you know, whatever they want to learn and as early as possible using the technology, because that's just such a wonderful, empowering tool for them.
Absolutely, and so many students are interested in STEM, but they're discouraged because they think there may be problems with technology, or they've been told that people with disabilities aren't going to be as successful in a STEM field as maybe something else. And so it's great to see that there are resources that will teach them otherwise.
Yeah, and they've really been leaders in Japan working with younger students. We haven't so much in our program, but we hear a lot of stories. For instance, a young student who graduated in biology now from the University of Washington, she said when she was younger in high school, she was supposed to take a science class, and the school waived the requirement. And
wow.
Here we have, yeah, everybody else needed to take a science class, but because she was blind, now she doesn't need science? I mean, what kind of rationale was that? Well, she was very outgoing, and she kind of demanded that she be included in this science class, but we still have those things happening where students are just plain discouraged. And sometimes I think it's because it creates a problem, a perceived problem for the instructor on how to fully include them. But what we do in DOIT often is we work closely with the students and have them help us decide how they can be more included. Ask them.
Yes, because they should be an integral part of what's happening.
And they should be or be in the process of becoming an expert about their disability. We can't possibly know exactly what might work for that student. So when we're working with students, we also help them become empowered in that way, where they learn to think more about their disability and think in terms of what they can do. And so what can you do in a science lab? Maybe you will be the one to take notes or something, use the equipment. You know how to use a computer, and so use your computer and take notes. No one wants to take notes, and so probably they're not standing in line for that job, but at least you have a job.
Exactly. So where can people find more information about DOIT, both in Japan and the U.S.?
Well, you can go to our website in the Seattle location and find the Japan one from there. So I'll give you www.uw.edu/DOIT. DOIT.
Very good.
And on that page, you'll get all the DOIT links and so forth. But one of them is international. And if you click on that, then on that page, you'll see DOIT Japan.
Excellent. I want to thank you both for, of course, doing such incredible things for people who are heading into the STEM fields and for taking a moment to share that information with our listeners.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Unger.
Welcome back, everyone, to CSUN 2014, sponsored by HIMSS on the Sarah Talk Podcast Network. I'm Joe Steinkamp, and it would be remiss, it would not be tradition, if I didn't come by the Enhanced Vision booth and talk to Mark Stenzel. Mark, how are you doing today, sir? A little under the weather earlier, but are you feeling a little better?
A little better today, but of course, as you know, Joe, you don't get any rest at these shows from morning, noon, and night. You're going, talking, eating, drinking, and it's a big party, but we also have a good time and talk to a lot of good customers. So.
And that's because these products are amazing and fantastic. And what is new for show for 2014?
Yeah, well, this is the 29th CSUN conference, and this is the 29th conference for me in a row.
Whoa.
So I was here at the beginning, and I've watched this grow and expand, and it's a wonderful conference. I hope all your listeners have a chance to maybe come in the future.
How do you feel about L.A. versus San Diego?
Well, you know, for us, because we're based in California, it doesn't make much difference, but I know for folks out of town, it's a little more difficult to get here.
Yeah.
But a few days in San Diego is not too hard to take.
No, but we missed an earthquake, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the weather's beautiful.
Absolutely.
But let me tell you what's going on in Enhanced Vision. You know, we're one of the few companies in the business, as you may know, Joe, that does the design and the actual assembly here in California. We're based in Huntington Beach. And we're proud of that. And this day when jobs are continuing to go overseas, we like the idea that we can keep jobs here, right here in the United States. And what we've done over the last year, I think since we last talked, we've moved all of our products to HD, high definition. And to not get involved in the jargon, but to explain what that means to your listeners who may not understand that, HD simply produces a better, more high quality picture. So
better imageless tearing.
Exactly, yes. So everything is high definition, everything is flat screen, and I think that improves the user experience, because even when you magnify to somewhat higher levels, you get a good, clean, crisp image. And I think that that's very important. And we haven't raised the prices.
Right.
So that's important. We also will soon be, we haven't announced it here at CSUN, but we actually will be coming out with a brand new product in about 30 days called Smart Reader, which will be a full-page scanner.
Wow.
And it'll be available either as a scanner only or connected to a monitor.
Okay.
And it will support, I think, 16 or 18 different languages. It will be priced below $2,000 for the basic unit. If you buy it with the monitor, if you want to be able to see and hear what you just scanned, that'll run about $2,300 or $2,400. We should make an announcement sometime in April. So you're getting a kind of a quick heads up on that.
That is fantastic.
That we haven't announced publicly.
That is fantastic.
It's a good reason for listening to your show.
I appreciate any exclusives I can always get, Mark.
That's right. That's right.
And there's still all the products, like you said, like the Merlin, the Acrobat, and the entire line's coming over.
That's correct. Everything's HD, and Merlin has been recently upgraded. We're now calling it Merlin Ultra instead of Merlin HD. And, of course, there's the DaVinci, which is a 3-in-1 camera, which also includes OCR, one of our biggest selling products ever. And
that's from last year that is doing really well, I guess, this year as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people like that because it's really the only product of its type that has that form factor, and that includes OCR and the 3-in-1 camera. And it's priced at $29.95. So that's it's a good value at that price and a very reliable product.
Well, I know you've got lots more people to talk about, and I know you only have a finite amount of voice. Tell everybody where they can find you on the web and other places if they want to be able to see these devices.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. You can reach us at www.enhancedvision.com, or you can call us at 800-440-9476. My name is Mark Stenzel. I'm the Vice President of Sales. If anybody wants to ask for me directly, feel free to do so.
And tell them you heard it right here on this very podcast. Thank you, Mark, as always. I appreciate
your
time.
Nice to see you, Joe. Thank
Absolutely.
You for the opportunity.
You bet. And I hope you feel a lot better before you have to go home.
Thanks very much.
For the CSUN 2014 coverage on the Saratalk Podcast Network, I'm Joe Steinkamp.
Live from the exhibit hall at CSUN 2014, doing coverage for the show sponsored by HIMSS. I'm Ricky Enger for the Saratalk Podcast Network, and I'm hanging out at Triumph Technologies talking with Earl Harrison. Hey, Earl, how are you?
Hey, Ricky. Good. How are you?
Doing great. Good to catch up with you every year. It's always fun to see what the latest is with Triumph and HandyTech and all of those fun things. I understand doing some interesting... Let's talk about Active Braille first, shall
sure.
we?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Well, the Active Braille, as you may recall, is the only portable Braille device in the world that has something called active tactile control. And this has vast implications for using it as a Braille instructional tool, because we're actually measuring things like pressure and directionality and duration and things like that. And when we can gather that type of data, we can actually generate spreadsheets that display specific reading behaviors.
Oh, wow.
How many words a minute somebody is reading, how many times they stop, under what circumstances, how many times they read backwards, and that kind of thing. And you can actually compare that data over time to see if progress is being made or not. So the way it can be used as a Braille instructional tool is fantastic, but just a Braille reader myself, I love the idea that I can sit down, read a book from cover to cover without ever pressing a button, because it senses when my fingers come to the end of the line and it automatically advances. Now, the couple of newest things that happened with the Active Braille since it came out a couple of years ago is that it's always taken a 4 gigabyte SD micro card.
Okay.
They've actually restructured it so it can now support all micro SD cards up to 16 gig.
Great.
So that's an awful lot of text, because after all it really is a note taker and a Braille display.
Exactly.
Good luck of filling a 16 gigabyte SD micro card.
Yeah, pretty much. What kinds of formats can you load onto this? Is it strictly text or DOC,
We still use a program called HTCOM.
Yep.
And what will happen when you transfer a file, say it's a DOCX or a Word document, transfer it over, it actually converts it to a TXT file as text file. So basically, when it's going on its way over to the active Braille, it actually converts it to a text file.
Right.
And it will also take a document and automatically convert it to contracted grade 2 Braille. So, and the same is true of the reverse. So if you're typing at meetings and in classes and things like that in grade 2 Braille, when you go connect with your computer at home and you want to transfer the file into your word processor, you can actually tell it, by the way, back translate this back to just text.
Yes.
One of the new features, it's a test version that's just come out just last week, has a feature called direct transfer. So if I'm out and about and I'm taking notes and I'm writing down my thoughts and ideas and things like that, I get back to the house and I want to connect it to my computer, I simply open, I'm connected to the computer with a USB cable. I simply open a Word document, or if I'm on the Mac side, I go into Pages or TextEdit, whatever, and I do a keystroke, and it just flies the contents of that document into that edit window.
Nice.
That edit field. That's really nice. I love that. And the idea one day is it'll work both ways. Right now it goes from the active Braille to the edit window.
Right.
And that's a huge accomplishment all by itself.
Certainly.
A couple other Braille displays that we have that we hadn't really marketed very much here in the U.S. is we've got the basic Braille.
Okay.
And it's exactly that. It's just a basic Braille display.
Braille display.
And really, I've got to get out of the habit of telling our manufacturer that, well, that won't really go over real good in the U.S. because it doesn't have an input keyboard. Well, you know, I'm tired of telling them this stuff and then being made a liar of because people are buying it. And why? Because it does the thing that the person who's buying it wants it to do. They just want to read the thing. So we've got a 64-cell Braille display here on the counter.
Yeah.
And we've got a 40-cell with Bluetooth and USB.
Uh-huh.
And what's interesting about the basic Braille is the bigger they get, we can get them up to 80 cells. HandyTech last year did a 160-cell one just for fun.
Wow, just to say they could.
Just to say that they could. It was pretty funny. But the biggest one we will sell somebody is a 80-one. 80-cell.
Yeah.
Some interesting exercise if you had 160. You can get exercise as you're reading.
You can walk across your Braille display. All right, I've gone from one end to the other, and I read my first paragraph.
So we've got the 64-cell version actually connected to a system here. It's a desktop system with the iRead. We've got a new iRead camera.
Yeah, let's talk a bit about the iRead.
Yeah, you know, it looks a lot. The iRead camera, they call it the iRead Now camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks a lot like a hover cam. You know how the hover cam telescopes up and then flips out?
Yes.
Well, this one just flips out.
Okay.
So it's kind of a smaller, lower profile. And I've got it connected to a really nice desktop computer with an internal speaker, 128 gig solid state drive, and nothing too fast under the hood. I think there's an i3 processor in there. And I'm going to go ahead and take a picture of the document now. We hear the familiar...
Yep.
Click, and already we hear the tone indicating that it's finished processing an entire page.
That was quick.
That's super fast.
Yes.
It's the solid state drive.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, and it's very accurate. Hard to hear in this environment, but it's connected to the 64-cell Braille display if you want to take a look at it.
And that's a cappella Heather, I think.
It is indeed. It's a cappella Heather. And we're using it with NVDA.
Great.
It's the InfoVox 4 product, really. And oops, I'm sorry, pup. There we go.
He's like, hey, I could see that Braille display.
We're using it with NVDA. Of course, we could use any screen reader.
And yes, this is reading perfectly. And, you know,
very good quality
Braille. I kind of thought that a 64-cell Braille display would be a little bit large, but it's actually not. That's very comfortable looking to use.
And what's nice about the basic Braille is that the bigger they get, the more competitively priced they become.
Right. So what would be a price on that one, the 64 cell?
The 64 cell? Is $57.90.
Okay. And now this is the basic Braille, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And then the 40 cell starts out at about $29.95.
Yep.
And that's for the USB only, and $32.95 if you want USB and Bluetooth. So it's a little bit more than the ones that are manufactured over in Asia.
Right.
But that's more of a function of the US dollar versus the euro versus the US dollar versus the yen, you know, or the Asian currency.
Are things like the basic Braille, I know that certainly the Easy Braille is supported on the iOS devices and Mac and mm-hmm. the like. I'm assuming the basic Braille falls into
yes.
that same category?
Exactly.
Great. For people who want to keep up with what's going on at HandyTech and maybe check out Triumph and get something from you guys, whether it be the iRead or a new Braille display or possibly both, where's the best place to go and do all that?
The website is attriumph.com, so it's Assistive Technology Triumph.
Yep.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always send emails to info@attriumph.com. Our telephone number is 651-636-5184.
Excellent. Earl, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and I'm going to resist the impulse to pick up this 64-cell Braille display and walk away, but it's always great seeing you.
No, you could do that, and I would just send you an invoice. So that would,
that
would work out for
well.
Both of us.
Thanks again for sharing information with us, and
Thank
hope you.
You
guys have a great show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. For the Saratog Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger.
Our thanks to Hims, Inc. for sponsoring this year's CSUN coverage. Visit them at hims-inc.com. Visit us at saratog.com. Follow us on Twitter at saratog.com. Leave an iReport on iBlink Radio or call 866-997-2522. We'll be right back.